Welcome to Torah Life Ministries, teaching about the instruction of our Creator and putting His Word into action, from suffering well to living a blessed life, looking forward to the hope and future that awaits true believers of the faith. Welcome to the show and your host, Paul Neeson.
Praise the wonderful Creator, everybody. Thank you for listening to me. Each day we do live prayer every morning at 6 a.m. on my YouTube channel, Torah Life Ministries. All you got to do is go to the YouTube channel. You can go there and check us out. And often after the prayer meeting, which is corporate prayer, we all read together at the same time, the same prayers, and then we do our individual prayers. I often am inspired to give a word of encouragement to you all. And I'm going to share with one of you a word of courage that I gave today because it feels important that we look at and pull out these encouraging words from Scripture that talk about it directly from our Creator, of the things we can do to win this race that we're on, because we are on a race and we want to persevere. And this world tries to continuously knock us down. And they say this world is the world of Satan, right? And Satan wants to rob, kill, and destroy and just take us out. But Yahweh's word is what Yeshua used when he was tempted by Satan to overcome that victory. And one of the most powerful things you could do is use Scripture and be encouraged by it, knowing that it's a true word of Yahweh, and trusting in who He is and what He gave us and why He gave us and how He gave us. So I want to give you some of these scriptures of encouragement, but I want you to understand these words aren't from me. They're not from my heart. I didn't create them. These are from straight from Scripture and what Yahweh wants us to do. And these are things that I have used to help me stay encouraged in this long battle, in this race. And we need to continuously stay in the Word as much as possible. It's wonderful to read, but to remember it, to have it on our heart, that's where in doing this over and over again, we can get to a point of that place where we can remember it. We can know it, we can understand it, and we can let people know about it. So I want to play this message for you today, but I also want you to not let anything get you down, no matter what it is. This is a new day. Yesterday was yesterday. Don't bring the worries of yesterday on today. And don't think to let the unknown of tomorrow worry you today. Worrying is not something that Yahweh wants us to do. He wants us to stay encouraged. So I pray that you all do that this day. And prayer is so important to me. And just because I do a corporate prayer every day is in no way telling us we don't need to pray privately, because I think they're both very important. And often people do one and leave the other out. I think praying together corporately like we do every day at 6 a.m. is such a great, beautiful thing. And also praying every morning in prayer by ourselves is a wonderful thing as well. And praising Him and singing songs. I did a audio about this the other day. Is a scriptural concept that they use all throughout the Bible, is praying and praising and proclaiming. And this is why I always say the seven things we need to do as believers every day is pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent, and rejoice in a wonderful Creator. Those are the seven ingredients. Doesn't mean that's all we need to do, but there are definitely seven things we need to be doing every day. Pray, praise, proclaim, read, repent, submit, and rejoice in Him. Hallelujah. So listen to this message now. This is a message that I gave today after my daily prayer, and we often do that. So praise Yah for this blessed message and this blessed day, and may you all be encouraged in Him. Shalom, shalom. Each day Yahweh gives us is a new day for and a new opportunity for us to live out His will, and to appreciate and love that all He's given us. And I pray right now, as so many of you are going through trials today, that we would have just an amazing understanding, of Yah's word and what He wants us to do for Him each day. So I lift that prayer up to you right now, Father Yahweh, that we can understand how to find peace and rest and have a clear mind with everything that's going on out there today in this world, and to just be at ease with your word, and to just love you no matter what, and that you would be able to just take our troubles and help us clear our minds and everything else that's going on in our lives right now. And we just want to continually seek more of you in our lives, Father, and find ways to make this happen. And that we'll always desire to have you more. And so, you know, that you would help us, Father, to not think about materialism and worldly things and come to you, Father, and to get closer to you, and just to help us when it's hardest to pray, to help us, and that we would really all understand the importance of just coming to you and reaching out to you every day and never giving up, no matter what situations we're in, never giving up. Never giving up hope, never giving up the race, never giving up the battle, and always staying in there and hanging in there. Things are going to happen in our lives, but we can't give up. So I pray that we remember that. Remember, it's not how many times you get knocked down or how hard you get knocked down. The answer to success is how quickly you get up. Being strong and not giving up. It says in Psalms 1, it says in Psalms 31:24, to be of good courage and he shall strengthen your heart, all that have hope in Yahweh. And the enemy's job here is to make us lose hope in him. And so many people get in despair because so much stuff that's happened. And we hear this phrase often, I've lost all hope. Or people give up all hope. Everything that we need to hold on dear to, people are giving up on. And we cannot let that happen. We have to stay strong for him. It's so important. 1 Corinthians 16:13 says, be on alert and stand firm in the faith. Act like men and be strong. And that's what I implore you to do. Is to be strong and act like men of Yahweh or women of Yahweh and not of this world that are weak and have a lack of faith and so little faith. Remember what it says in Philippians that we can do all things through Yeshua who strengthened us. And Yeshua is real and we have him. And if your belief is real, there's nothing we can't do without him. He said all things. So no matter what you're going through right now, no matter how hard it seems, no matter how difficult it seems, no matter how many prayer requests you have for people that are suffering or you that are going through depression or something else, right now with big joy in your face, say all things. Yeshua didn't come to heal some things. He came to heal some all things all the time. And he's always there for us. Regardless of how our human emotions react and feel, he's always there for us. But it's up for us to be strong and not give up so our work is rewarded, as it says in 2 Chronicles 15:7. We must never give up and wait for that reward. And that reward isn't just like the worldly things of a big house and a nice car or a lot of money. No, that reward is knowing that Yeshua is taking us home to a better place. But we let it be on his timing, and we be patient as we remain and go through the fire. As we go through the battles, we know that Yahweh is our strength. He is our shield, and we have to trust him always, no matter what, and greatly rejoice, like we spoke about in the previous teaching, to trust him and praise him and sing those holy great words and never give up on trusting him, no matter what. And we hear scriptures over and over again so often, so much, that sometimes we tend to just look at them as normal. But these are some of the most powerful words. And just because of repetitively hearing these words doesn't loosen what it means or make it any less important. Proverbs in the scriptures, another word for wisdom. And I pray for wisdom for all of us, for Yah's proverbs to be on our hearts so we understand what the knowledge and the wisdom of Solomon was teaching when he was saying many of these sayings. And one of the most important is in Proverbs 3, verses 5 and 6 that we've all heard so many times. To trust in Yahweh with some of the heart? No. It says to trust in Yahweh with all of your heart. And stop doing what we tend to do too much and lean on our own understanding. Because it says not to lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him and he will direct your path. And that's what it comes down to. Who is directing your path and what path you are choosing? Are you weak and giving up, or are you staying strong in Yahweh? This is what we must understand. And I pray that people can do that. And it is easy to do when times are good, but when times are bad, that's when we get tested and refined from the fire, and the circumcision of the heart takes place. We need to trust in Yahweh forever at all times. no matter what is going on in our lives, to understand that He has a plan, knowing every hair on our head, knowing us and forming us in the womb, and He knows what's best for us and what will help us finish the race. But we have to stay righteous and not get sidetracked. We have to stay faithful in our understanding and our belief in Him. It says in Psalms 112, verses 6 and 7, surely the righteous will never be shaken. They will be remembered forever, for they will have no fear of bad news. Their hearts are steadfast, trusting in Yahweh. That's how you have to be. No fear of bad news, but prepared for bad news. No fear of the world, but prepared for the world. No fear of the things of man, but prepared for the things of man. But we take joy, rest, peace, and shalom in our wonderful creator Yahweh in all these situations. And I pray it for everyone right now, that if you're suffering, that you would learn the difference between suffering according to the way the world suffers and suffering well, and that you would suffer well for Him. He never promised that we wouldn't suffer. He promised that we wouldn't be alone. He promised that if we stay faithful in Him, we will persevere and win this race. And I tell you today what scripture says in Psalms 37:5. I remind you to commit your way to Yahweh and trust in Him, and He will do this for you. Worrying is just a worldly matter, a worldly thing, and a waste of time. There's nothing that it's going to do to us. We need to be studying and not worrying. We need to be praying to Yahweh and speaking to Him at all times. With Yahweh, all things are possible. Everything and anything. People get some false hope by hearing so many lies in this world. People stand online for hours waiting to win the jackpot lottery, but they've already won it if they know Yahshua. Forget about the false hope and come to the real hope. As it says in scriptures, know the path I have for you. They are for good and not disaster, to give you a future and give you a hope. No matter how bad you've been, take Paul as an example in the scriptures, killing people that believe in Yahshua, going all around persecuting them. And Yahweh got him and changed him and made him so powerful for Him. And that's what He's done to us. Not because we deserve it, but because He has this plan for us and He wants us to do this. Job, going through all these trials and all these hard points and all these bad things, says, I know that you can do all things. No purpose of yours can be thwarted. Job 42:2. We must remember that He will not forsake us. We must stay on the course and stay on the path. Keep your lives free from the love of money and be content with what you have. Because Yahweh said, never will I leave you, never will I forsake you. So we say with confidence, Yahweh is our helper. I will not be afraid. What can mere mortals do? Hebrews 13, 5 and 6. That is the attitude we should have. I will not be afraid. What can man do to me when I got Yahweh? Hallelujah. That's all we need. It's just Him. He is all we need. So I'm saying this to you here today, and I pray that you're getting this and you're listening to this, and you be men and women of Yahweh and stop walking around in depression like the world because of the things that have happened to us. Things happen to every people, everybody. Things happen to everyone. The difference is those that are going to go the worldly ways over those that are going to take their prayer and go to Yahweh and understand that Yahweh Himself goes before you and will be with you and will never leave you or forsake you. Not to be afraid. Do not be discouraged. I pray that we understand this, and this is the essence of the message of Yeshua, to love one another and stop fearing man. To love Yahweh with all our heart and trusting Him and stop putting our faith in man and worshiping and idolizing things of man. The answer to your healing is not found in witchcraft or voodoo or pharmakia or anything like that. The answer is Yahweh, and we need to come to Him in prayer. Hallelujah. So we must continue and not give up, especially during those tough times. To stay in prayer and not give up. James 1 verses 2 to 4 says, consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whatever you face or whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance. Let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. Say right now with confidence and joy, anything, not lacking anything. This Yahweh supplies all to us. In 2 Corinthians 4:16, 18, it says, therefore we do not lose heart. Though outwardly we are wasting away, inwardly we are being renewed day by day. That's what we need to understand. For our light and our momentary troubles are achieving for us an eternal glory for that outweighs them all. So we fix our eyes not on what was seen, but on the unseen. Since what is seen is temporarily, but what is unseen is eternal. Hallelujah. How many of you have gotten in the habit of praying to our Creator on a regular basis, praying to Him daily, always taking things to Him and speaking to Him, our worries, our fears, and all these different things, casting them upon Him. As it says in Psalms 55:22, cast your cares on Yahweh and He will sustain you. He will never let the righteous be shaken. But He wants us to take them and bring them to Him. Whatever it is, whatever struggles, whatever addictions you have today, whatever fears or worries you have, take it to Him and rest and enjoy His peace and shalom. It says in 1 Thessalonians 5:16 and 18, rejoice always and pray continually. Rejoice always and pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances, for this is Yahweh's will for you and Yeshua, our wonderful Messiah. Write that scripture down wherever you go. Put it on the back of your door. Put it on your steering wheel in your car. Put it on your mirror when you get up in the morning. Rejoice and pray continually and give thanks in all circumstances. This is Yahweh's will for you and Yeshua, our Messiah. Hallelujah. It's that simple. If that's what He wants. Break the customs and the habits and the curse of this world and start experiencing the blessings of Yahweh's. Rejoice always and pray continually, giving Him thanks in all circumstances. Hallelujah. We must draw closer to Him. We must understand that He exists and He's looking to reward everyone who seeks Him. Everyone who's seeking Him. So I ask you today, where are you going? Where are you taking this? Are you seeking Him today? Are you seeking Him with all your heart, with all your soul, and with everything you have? It's all about Him, not about us. Romans 5, verse 5 says, and hope does not put us to shame, because Yahweh's love has been poured out onto our hearts through the Rahadat Kodesh, who has been given to us. We need to put all our hope in Yeshua. Yes. And we know that all things work together for good to them that love Yahweh, to them who are called according to His purpose, Romans 8:28. And Galatians 6:9 says, let us not become weary in doing good, for at the proper time He will reap harvest if we do not give up. So don't give up. Don't give up. Hallelujah. Let's not give up. Let's keep running this race. Philippians 4:19 says, and my Elohim will meet all your needs according to the riches of His glory in Yeshua Messiah. All your needs. Say all your needs. Say it, all your needs. Not some, not sometimes. All your needs all the time. But you have the job of putting your faith in Him and believing that to be true. And remember what was said in Philippians 1:6, I am sure of this, that He who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Yeshua Messiah. The good work He has begun in you. Let's not depart from that. Let's not leave in that. So when times are hard, that's when it's time to pray the most. You know, and when it seems like He's not hearing us, that's when He is hearing us. You know, that's when He's carrying us. He wants us to know His truth. He wants us to know it well. He wants us to live His truth. He wants us to live it well. Praise Yah for this blessed day, and may we continue to grow in Him and learn in Him. And when it seems it's hard to pray, that we would find those times to be still and know that He is Yahweh. And every day we start a different day out new. Every day we start a different day out fresh. And it says that In Psalms 30, verse 5, for his anger lasts only a moment, but his favor lasts a lifetime. Weeping may last through the night, but joy comes in the morning. Hallelujah. Praise Yahweh. And that's what it was for me during those hard times. Weeping at night, going through the suffering, going through the pain. But the joy comes in the morning because each day is new and each day is fresh. And he's going to give us a new chance to overcome our addictions. A new chance to come closer to him. A new opportunity to have our hearts circumcised each day. Each day, he wants to comfort us. You must remember, he's fighting for us. Be still and know that Yahweh is there. Hallelujah. We have to remember that. And I pray that you're getting this and you're understanding this. And may Yahweh continue to bless you and may we not be worried about all these unexpected trials in our life and these things that are going on in our life. And we just praise him and know that he's taking care of everything and we're going to get through these things and that we would choose thankfulness and gratitude and be so thankful to him at all times, like we spoke about in our last teaching. Always be thankful for him, and not just during the great times, but even during the bad times. Always being thankful for the blessings that he puts upon us, our lives, and gives us. And it's a beautiful thing when we can do that, when we can come to him in our distress. That's what he wants. He wants us to run to him, not run to the world ways and to all these other people. He wants to come to him first. That's what he wants you to know. You know, and he's always watching us. He's always there for us. And he gives us these signs, and he wants us to listen to him. You know, when he wants us to deal with these matters and go through these things. So I pray you're doing that. And you can look at the blessings he's given you in your life and not look at all the mess that, you know, all the stuff that the world wants you to look at. No, look at also the blessings. To be awake and aware and to be reading his word and sharing it with others and telling people Yeshua died for them. How many people did you tell Yeshua died for them today? Ask yourself that. How many people did you mention to that he died for you? You know, why aren't you telling people that? Think about the things you spoke about yesterday and the things you didn't speak about. How many opportunities did you pass up to let people know? So these are the things he wants us to focus on and not get away from. And I pray that we do that with joy. Hallelujah. And we can enjoy our lives just exalting him. You know, the Bible calls us to a place of joy no matter what's happening. You know, he tells us to live a life of joy and not be dismayed. You know, Ecclesiastes 6:9 says, enjoy what you have rather than desiring what you don't. Just demanding about nice things is meaningless, like chasing the wind. Keep your life free from all of these things that are taking your mind off Yahweh, and come back to him and keep your mind on him. So I pray Yah's blessing you this day. I pray he's giving you revelation about how to go on and what to do out there this day, and that you persevere in all your trials, and you'll just overcome them all. And on his timing, that we'd be fine at peace with his timing, not our timing. It's his ways, not our ways. But that he would reveal us the path to know how Yeshua made that yoke easy for us. And we would accept that and believe that. I leave you with Romans 12:2 saying, not to be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. That the testing may you discern what is good, the will of Yahweh, and what is good and acceptable and perfect. Understand, this world is not being transformed. They're stuck in their ways of the media, instilling fear in them. You know, but no, we're not of this world. It says, love not the world, neither the things of this world. If any man love the world, the love of the Father is not him, 1 John 2:15. We need to love him so much that we hate sin. We need to love him so much that we hate the enemy or anything to do with him. We hate lying. We hate stealing. We hate cursing. We hate immodesty. We hate all things that are not of him. We need to love him so much that that's the truth. So praise Yah for this blessed day. Hallelujah. Remember, when times are good, be happy, but when times are bad, consider this. Yahweh has made this one as well as the other. Therefore, no one can discover anything about the future. Ecclesiastes 7:14. John 16:33 says, I have said these things to you that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have a tribulation, but take heart, I have overcome the world. Praise Yah, everybody. Thank you. Thank you for listening. Thank you for support of this program and this ministry. And please keep this ministry in your prayers. And there's more topics on the website. I invite you to see all the videos and teachings, especially the last couple of days. And may Yahweh just continue to richly and bless you all. And remember, the riches, what they really are and truly are, the peace and the shalom. Hallelujah, everybody. Thank you, and have a blessed day, and stay safe out there this day. And we lift up those prayer requests to all of you. And if this encouraged any of you today, I'm just still thankful. I'm so thankful. And you'll prevail. You prevail, you know. So thank you, Yahweh. Thank you, everybody, for listening to this program and also these videos on my website, for watching them. Remember, you can join us Friday evenings at 10 p.m. Eastern Time. That's our new time. We're starting at 10 p.m. Eastern Time for our live fellowship on Friday nights from 10 to midnight. That's the YouTube channel, TorahLifeMinistries.org. Thank you so much, everybody, for supporting this ministry and for listening to these audios that I put here on this radio station. It's really my heart to encourage those that know Yeshua, to encourage you to stay strong in your faith, and at the same time to go and let people know who don't know him about him and all he's done for us and does for us every single day. So I ask you all to ask yourselves, how many people have you told today that Yeshua died for them? And how many of those people didn't know it? This is what we could be doing every day. Remember, as believers, every day we should be doing these seven things: pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent and submit and rejoice in a wonderful Creator. So check yourself and make sure those things are happening. Pray, praise, proclaim, read and repent and submit and rejoice in Him. Hallelujah, everybody. Have a blessed day, and please tell others about this program. We're on the radio station here every morning and every evening, Monday to Friday, 6:30 a.m. and 6:30 p.m. and Saturdays at noon. Thank you and shalom.
You've been listening to the Torah Life Ministries with your host, Paul Neeson. If you would like to learn more, please visit TorahLifeMinistries.org or call 917-407-2270. This program is made possible by the generous support of listeners like you. To donate, visit the website at TorahLifeMinistries.org or send your gift to P.O. Box 5503, Lake Worth, Florida, 33466. Thank you for your prayers and support. Torah Life
Ministry. You served our country. Now let me, the home lady, serve you. Operation Veteran Home Ownership helps veterans use their VA home benefit. You earned it. Now use it. For more information, call 800-229-9792.
Hi there, this is John Nelson with FamiliesRecover.org. We offer hope and support for families being torn apart by addiction, enabling healthy decision-making that leads to a productive and meaningful lives. You can reach us at 772-285-5828.
Morningside Academy, the first private school in Port St. Lucie, has been providing academics with excellence since 1987. Morningside Academy offers private Christian education in a godly atmosphere, teaching truths that will last a lifetime. Morningside Academy provides excellence in academics, athletics, and the arts while developing Christ-like leaders for today and in the future. For more information about Morningside Academy, call 772-335-3231. Renowned saxophonist Aaron Abu joins former Miami Sound Machine members Pedro Alfonso and Manny Lopez in concert to benefit the Tunnel to Towers Foundation, a charity that blesses military veterans.